cut that piece of wood on the slope. You go there and you split, take your knife and you split the bark on that tree, which has got the sap right in the peel right back. Split it back, you maybe have to take your craw. You cut it down this way, you may have to take your craw out and get it open. And you take that piece of wood, you slip it in behind that. Right up against that other, right against the wood in behind the bark. And you take beeswax or anything to seal it up, seal it off, leave this other piece of wood out. Save a 6 inch, maybe 4 or 5 eyes on it, where it to sprout out from. I done that 1 year out there. And I didn't brace it. I should have braced. That stuff grew out there about 4 or 5 foot high, long branches that blew off from it. And there come a wind, peeled it off. What I should have done was put me some bracing up there to hold it. It hadn't been there long enough to. Of course, it was secure. It held all right. It was growing. But it, the wind was too strong and it was top heavy. I should have had it braced up, tied up, or it wouldn't have blown off.
When you, you tell me about milking your cows.
Mm-hmm.
There was a place in the barn where you milked them.
Oh, you had a stall, what they call a stall. You turned her in there and fed her.
What'd you catch the milk in?
You had a pail. 2 gallon pail, whatever you happen to have. Depends on how much milk she gave. You give it a gallon, you take you a gallon and a half pail with a handle on it.
Made out of?
It could have been. Back then it didn't have no plastic, I don't believe. It had these metal galvanized pails. Or maybe an old wooden bucket.
Would you
go out there and you'd sit you? Have a stew. I have milked them. I'd get on my knees, set the bucket down there under the cow and go milk them.
What did you say to her when she started to move?
Well, I have had them just pick the foot up and set the bucket, put the foot over in the bucket. But I learned later on years I'd hold that bucket between, I sat on a stool and I'd hold that bucket between my knees. Set that milker. You have to train them to be still. A lot of times they'll switch the tail around, flies may be bad. She'll switch you around the head back with her tail. But they soon learn, you put the feed to them there. Some of you have to rope them, put a tie. If you get your head in, they may have to put a rope on her to hold her, or she won't be moving too much. And after she gets trained, you just turn her in there and walk up and go to milk. Walk down, put your hand on her, pet her a little bit, get around and make her, put her, I always milked on the right hand side, make her get in position, you know, have that right leg back before I could get at the bag.
Would you ever say anything to her when she started to pick that right leg up and move it?
Oh yeah. All right. So, be still.
That was some, a lot of people said that was really an unclean way to